very warm days with a freshening nor'east wind. A maximum tomorrow in the low 30s. On the bays, east to nor'east winds today grading from 10 to 15 knots with slight to choppy seas, and the wind tending north to nor'easterly at 15 to 20 knots tomorrow with a rather rough sea. The outlook for Tuesday is for thundery showers and a maximum about 30 degrees. Currently in Melbourne, it's 23 degrees. I'm Charles Collins.
This has been 3DB Newsfront. This is Thanks for the Memory, and here's your host, Bob Matchless.
Thank you, Frank Mackay. And what a wonderful day. What a wonderful way to welcome summer. And what a great last day for spring. Well, for the next 3 hours, we've got the kind of music that you like and I definitely like. Artists from the late 30s to the early 50s. Tonight, including Eartha Kitt, Perry Como, Dinah Shore, Jimmy Durante, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman and Ziggy Elman, just to name a few. Let's start off, though, with a man whose greatest and longest-lasting success came from supplying the voice to a little cartoon cricket, Jiminy Cricket, of Walt Disney's Pinocchio. This track comes from an early 50s radio broadcast, a little bit later than Pinocchio, and in fact, it features Edwards on a hot Irving Berlin song of the late 1920s, Shaking the Blues Away.
If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule of gold, you'll shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listening to a preacher way down south. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. And if you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. There's a new superstition way down south. Every darkie believes that troubles won't stay if you shake them away. And when they hold a revival way down south, every darkie with cares and troubles that day starts to shake them away. Oh, he begins to shake the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule, they'll go if you shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listen to a preacher way down south. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your worry blues, shake them away. Shaking the blues away.
Ah, good on you. Well, the time is 8 minutes past six. Shaking the Blues Away is a good bright number to start off with tonight. And from Cliff Edwards. Edwards, of course, was a Broadway star in the 1920s, and because the ukulele was part of his act, he was known as Ukulele Ike. You can hear a lot of it in his early records from this period, and I reckon he played it pretty well. Probably the most famous song he introduced was Singing in the Rain, and as you know, that's still going strong today. Cliff Edwards has been gone quite a while now. He died back in 1972, and I'm sorry to say broke and alone. But I guess as long as they screen Pinocchio, his voice will always be around. Here's another Edwards recording from the early 50s, a version of Shine that includes the verse, something you almost never hear.
Shine each place up, make it look like new. Shine your face up and wear a smile or two. Shine your these and those in. You'll find that everything will turn out fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna how to do you. You make a whole world shine. Thank you.
Jack, known around the town as some boot black. Never worried, though he worked like sin and had to grin. Guaranteed to bring the business in. Every day when they'd ask him how he'd get that way, he would tell them, if you envy me, just try my recipe. Cause my hair is curly, and cause my teeth are pearly, just because I always wear a smile, I like to dress up in that very, very latest style. Cause I'm glad I'm living, take trouble smiling, never whine, 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 and cause my color shakes, yes, yes, baby, that's why they call me kind.
Yeah, lovely. Good on you, Cliff, again. Well, that's the second time we've actually featured Shine in this program. The last time was just a couple of weeks ago, when we played Frank Sinatra's 1935 radio version of the song. I guess if I play it long enough, we might just have a hit on our hands. Tonight we have quite a few old songs of the 20s and 30s that were updated in the 40s and early 50s. But here's one that was re-recorded by a lady who originally made it famous in the 1920s, Helen Kane. Now, I know you remember this one. It was one of the highlights of Three Little Words. In fact, this one's so well known that I won't even announce it.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you, alone, boo-boo-bedoo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone, boo boo bedoo. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I want to be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. Oh, I want to be kissed by you alone. Ooh, I couldn't aspire to anything higher than still a desire to make you my own. Bop, bop, beat up. I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you. Ba-da-be-da-be-da-be-da, boop-boop-ba-doo.
Boop-boop-ba-doo. No, I don't think I'd make a Helen Kane substitute. All the time is 13 minutes past 6. Do you remember when Graham Kennedy used to put on a long wig and mime that record? Of course, that was back in the less sophisticated days of television. But it always got a laugh, as I recall. Well, if Helen Kane was one of those memorable singers of the 20s, one of the memorable singers of the 50s, whose career was just taking off, was Eartha Kitt. And what a super foxy lady she was, and still is. I think one of the things that sets Eartha apart from the other sexy singers of her time was her sense of humour. You just know that she isn't taking the whole thing that seriously. Here's Eartha now on her re-recording of a song from the early 30s. Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Annie, where's Annie? Where, oh, where is Annie?
Annie doesn't live here anymore. Be the one she waited for. She said, I would know you by the blue in your eye. Checkered suit of fancy vest and polka dot tie. You answer to that description, so I guess that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Where's Annie?
doesn't live here anymore. It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above. Brand new shoes, a pretty hat, and the latest style glove. She really looked sore alluring and just waiting for your love. But Annie doesn't live here anymore. It was spring. There was a romance in the air and everything seemed for loving hearts to share. And there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. Doesn't live here anymore. Might have been your picture that she tore. She was oh so faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with a top hat called around the other night. Doesn't live here anymore.
Ah, great singer, Eartha Kitt, and Annie doesn't live here anymore. You know, she named her daughter Kit, so her daughter's name comes out as Kit Kit. I guess you'd have to be careful calling a name like that in the street. You might end up with half the stray cats around. Well, here's another great lady of song, with a great George Gershwin song from the 1920s. It's the one and only Billie Holiday and the one and only The Man I Love.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Oh, what would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. Thank you.
man I love. In the hands of a singer like Billie Holiday, it takes on a whole new meaning. Well, after this break, we'll be back with another song from one of the great ladies of song.
20 past 6 at Melbourne's own 3DB. There's nothing worse than cleaning your pool and heating it just to hear...
Yuck! So, so dirty!
Because the paint is peeling and cracked. In the past, this meant calling the painters, and that's big bucks. But now, Swift Bulk have brought out a heavy-duty paint for pools that you can use yourself. It's long-lasting, easy to clean, resistant to bacteria, and can be applied directly to the pool surface. Paint your pool before summer with Swift Bulk heavy-duty paint. Phone J.K. McLeod, Australia, on 544-7633. Swift Bulk, used on council pools and your pool. Al Todd is your best late-night friend. Every night at 11 on Melbourne's own 3DB. Toddy cares and shares. He's a friend in need, and he's also a lot of fun. Al Todd, every night at 11 on Melbourne's own 3DB. This is Thanks for the Memory, and back to your host, Bob Matchless.
And the time has just gone 21 and a half minutes past six. Another singer I find a terrific interpreter of lyrics is a lady named Lena Horne. In 1941, Lena was just getting started as a solo artist. One of her early recordings was a song you usually associate with Russ Colombo, Prisoner of Love. Lena Horne and a lovely song, Prisoner of Love. Next, our number is from Perry Como, and this record comes from the late 1940s. The song is called Because. But I can never think of it as such, because when my kids were young, one of them asked me why that man is singing about a big horse. And when you think about it, it sort of does sound like Big Horse from time to time, which does give the record a whole new meaning that was never intended.
Because you come to me with naught save love, and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above, a wider world of hope and joy I see. Because you come to me because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find waking round my feet, and I am led through tears and joy to thee. Make our love divine, because God made thee mine.
Big Horse from Perry Como. I hope that I haven't destroyed that record for you. Speaking of mishearing words, when I was a kid, I was convinced that our next singer's name was Victor Moan. Honestly, now, Victor Moan. You can imagine my surprise when I grew up and discovered that his name was actually Vic Damone. Well, here's the man in question with a vocal version of Ebb Tide, a tune you normally think of as an instrumental.
The tide rushes in, plants a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea, and the sea is very still once more. So I rush to your side like the oncoming tide, with one burning thought, will your arms open wide? the tide at its ebb. I'm at peace in the web of your
eyes. Yes, those are nice words, aren't they? You normally only think of ebb tide as being a instrumental. I think Frank Chatsfield had the big successful version of that. Well, Ebb Tide, sung by Victor Moan, takes us along to almost 6:32. Also, when I was a kid, my favourite radio personality was the late Jack Davey. Now, although Jack was possibly the most electric radio personality we've ever produced, he was no great shakes as a songwriter. And here's a very good example of just what I mean. It's one of Jack's own songs that he recorded in the very early 50s, and it's called Blue, Blue, Blue. This is not one of the great songs of history.
Do, 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 to make me go boo, hoo, hoo. I moan all night, groan all night. I seem to sit beside the phone all night. You tell lies, awful lies. All I ever do is seem to close my eyes. I'm sad, sad, sad. I've got it bad, bad, bad. Worse than I've had, had, had. I bet you feel glad, glad, glad. I cry all day, sigh all day. Now I begin to wonder why all day. The very thing that makes you tick is just the thing that makes me sick. I never seem to take a trick. I'm blue, blue, blue. Than I've had, had, had. I bet you feel glad, glad, glad. I cry all day, sigh all day. Now I begin to wonder why all day.
What is this thing that you have got that makes me think that you're so hot?
I'm just a sweet forget-me-not. That's blue.
Gosh, isn't that terrible? Never mind, Jack. We still remember you with great affection. Well, from Blue, 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 we move to Bluebird of Happiness. The big record of this song was, of course, by Jan Pierce. In fact, it was a sensational hit for him. In fact, so well identified is Bluebird of Happiness with Jan Pierce that you might not think that anyone else ever recorded the song. Well, of course, they did. And one such artist was the Tennessee Thrush herself, Dinah Shore. I really like this version.
Feel like I hold your head up high. Bluebird of happiness, you will find greater peace of mind knowing there's a bluebird of happiness, and when he sings
happiness. The poet with his pen, the farmer with his plow, it makes no difference who you are. It's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fears. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. If things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a moon above. And so remember this, life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
That record takes the time along to 6:38. I don't know if Bluebird of Happiness did anything for Dinah Shore's career. It is a very different record from what she normally sings. But I'm told that it did make a huge success for Joan Pearce. In fact, it was such a great success that he actually assembled, as a hobby, a huge collection of bird figurines. Next, we have this week's Craft Music Hall Corner. And for a change, we have Bing with that great jazz singer, Connie Boswell. And they present two songs from the early 1940s, Rose O'Day and the Hutsat Song. Now, I bet you haven't heard Bing sing either of those before.
Johnny McCarthy loved Rosie O'Day.
She was the prettiest thing.
And every night in his sweet Irish way,
under her window he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosie, shinamaroosie, valdaraldaboom, doodie, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosie, shinamaroosie, valdaraldaboom, doodie, you're daring, you're darling, you're lovely. That's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosie, shinamaroosie, balderalda, boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, yeah. Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. My filigadoosie, shinamaroosie, balderaldaboom, doodie.
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosie, shinamaroosie, balderaldaboom, doodie.
You're daring, you're darling, you're lovely.
Is that what you mean when you say?
That I do, that I do. Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day.
How's about an encore?
You're the boss, Bing. Would you like the same thing over or something different?
Oh, no. Let's spread out a little. Let's have something different.
Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux. Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux. Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux. Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux.
Now the Rawlson is a Swedish town.
The Rillaraw is a stream.
The brawler is a boy and girl.
And the Hutsat is their dream. Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux. Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux.
Hutsat Rawlson on the Rillaraw, and a brawl of Sioux. Hutsat
on the railroad and a brawl or two.
A moo goo gone, family chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Foo young sum gum, mama chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop. A moo goo guy, family chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Lobster fried rice, mama chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Now the moo goo is a kind of food.
And the litchi, he's a nut.
Litchi nut, sub gum ought to fill your tongue.
Chow mein is finely cut. A moo goo guy, family chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Foo young son, come mama chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Moo goo litchi chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Well, what do you know? We came out together.
Yes, sir. Surprised you, huh? Practically a photo finish.
I'm sure that those aren't the original words of the Hutsett song, but they make about as much sense as the original words, so it's probably why they use them. Well, after this next break, we'll be back with some nostalgia from the late 1930s.
17 to 7 at Melbourne's own 3DB.
Hi, Philomena here from Philomena's Travel Service, bringing you just some of the wonderful racing tours we are operating in association with Melbourne's own 3DB top racing personalities. Join Brian Blackmore at the Kentucky Derby, and you'll be the winner with Las Vegas, Hollywood Park, and San Francisco thrown in. Tour departs April 28th. For free brochure, call Philomena's Travel Service on 602-3866 or call in at 420 Collins Street, Melbourne, 602-3866.
Arthur Higgins drives you home with news, views, and interviews every afternoon at 5 on Melbourne's own 3DB. Arthur blends the newsmakers with the newsbreakers. Drive with Arthur Higgins every day at 5 on Melbourne's own 3DB. And this is Thanks for the Memory. Back to your host, Bob Matchless.
Thank you, Frank. And the time is now 16 minutes to 7. Nostalgia isn't really a new phenomenon. In fact, I guess that as long as people have been able to remember back to other times, they've felt nostalgic for them. I wonder if it's still nostalgia, if you like a period that you're too young to remember, though. Well, let's not get too deeply into all that. The reason, though, I raised the point in the first place is that by the late 1930s, Flanagan and Allen had been around long enough to generate nostalgia for their early days together, so that when they re-recorded their great hit, Underneath the Arches, they were able to lay it on pretty heavily. But they did it with so much style and charm that I guess it doesn't really matter at all.
Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away. Underneath the arches, long cobblestones we dance. Every night you'll find us tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight comes creeping. Early in the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by, pavement is a pillow, no matter where we stray. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
Lovely melody, Bart. Do you remember when we first sang it? Yes, Chez, we used to sit on a seat with the Thames embankment behind us, and you had a newspaper and read the headline. That's quite right, Bart. I've still got that paper. Do you remember the date? It's 1926. Chez, read those headlines again. Here's one, Bart. Gertrude Ederle, 18-year-old American, first woman to swim the Channel. Listen to this. Cricket, ashes for England after 14 years. Irish woman, Violet Gibson, shoots Mussolini in the nose. Churchill's unpopular budget, 5% tax on all legal bets.
Charlie Chaplin not to retire.
Second time in history, Atlantic flown by three Spaniards.
Here's one, bud. Death of Barbara Lamar, film actress with five husbands.
BBC asked for 9 shillings instead of 7 and 6 for a wireless license.
Hopes of return to penny post.
Listen to this, Chaz. Bookmakers in a bad way.
That'll be the day, bud. Well, things are a little different now, aren't they?
They certainly are. And if they keep on improving like they're doing, you know where we'll finish up, Chaz. Once again. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by. Is our window, no matter where we stray, underneath the arches,
we are away. Oh, what a wonderful, nostalgic sound that is. Flanagan and Allen, Underneath the Arches. If I said to you, a nose is a nose is a nose, who would I be talking about? Who else but the old schnozzoler himself, Jimmy Durante. Charlie Collins, our newsreader tonight, is a great Durante fan. So for you, Charlie, it's Jimmy, that well-dressed man.
I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man. An international sort of dapper dan. Say, when it comes to design and clothes, I got it all over Chaparral. Why, I'm a regular fashion blue plate with a choice of 2 vegetables, one for each lapel. Just feel this nifty piece of gabardine. You know, it's the finest piece of goods you ever see. I hope you don't think that this suit is all that I own. It's ridiculous. Why, I spend $3,000 a year on mothballs alone. I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man. Deny that if you can.
He can't deny it.
I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man. Change the tempo of that music. Well, last night after a hard day looking through the fashion magazines to see what the competition is doing, I decided to dunk the body beautiful in a hot bath. So I filled the tub with hot water, taking off my pink slippers, my bobby socks, and my double-breasted bathrobe. I sat in the tub. I was shaking some bath salts into the water. I liked my tub well seasoned. When what happens? The front doorbell rings. So I gets out of my hot tub, puts on my bobby socks, my pink slippers, and my double-breasted bathrobe, goes to the door, and who is it but my neighbor, Mrs. Schwartz. She wants to borrow a lump of sugar to put into her coffee. I gives her a lump of sugar for her coffee, and back I goes into the bathroom. I takes off my pink slippers, my bobby socks, and my double-breasted bathrobe, and again reclines in my nice hot tub. I'm scrubbing my funny bone, just for a few laughs, when the doorbell rings again. This time it's the back door. So once more I gets out of my hot tub, puts on my bobby socks, my pink slippers, and my double-breasted bathrobe, goes to the back door, and who is it this time? What a small world. It's Mrs. Schwartz again. She's returning a lump of sugar, which is still damp from the coffee. Very considerate. So back I goes into the bathroom, takes off my pink slippers, my bobby socks, and my double-breasted bathrobe, and once more I gets back into my hot tub, which is now tepid. I'm just starting to relax, playing with my sailboat, when again the doorbell rings. I leaps out of my hot tub, goes to slip on my bathrobe, all I strains a liniment right in my tibia. Now I'm fermenting. So I drags myself to the telephone, calls my physician, explains what happens to me, and said, Doc, what shall I do? He says, Durante, there's only one thing to do. Stay home and take a hot bath. This is the final humiliation. But even though I'm laid up and horsey combat too, my bandages are monogrammed and trimmed, yes, in baby blue. Yes, I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man. Deny that if you can.
He can't deny it.
I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man.
Ah, Jimmy, that well-dressed man. That takes us up to 6:58. I don't know if you heard Eddie Jackson coming in at the very last second there. Eddie Jackson was one of Jimmy Durante's partners going right back to the 1920s. And Durante still featured him right up to the 60s on TV. In real life, another of Durante's oldest companions was entertainer Eddie Cantor. They both started out in show business at the same time and were very close all their lives. Here's Cantor's most famous song, and I reckon that the words of this one are as relevant today as they ever were. They tell me that married men are still making whoopee.
Every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken heart. I have heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance, but I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. The choir sings, here comes the bride, another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Down through the countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages, somebody wants her share. She calls them toodles and rolls her eyes. She makes them strudels and bakes them pies. What is it all for? It's so he'll fall for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay $6,000 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper than making.
Yes, well, summer starts tomorrow. Another season and another reason for making whoopee. From Eddie Cantor now to Charlie Chaplin. Tell me, have you ever heard Chaplin speak? What a wonderful voice he had. It was so rich and so full. In recent times, I've caught up with Chaplin's late films, including Limelight from the early 1950s, thanks to video. As well as being one of the great filmmakers, Chaplin was also an accomplished composer who supplied the musics to most of his own films. For Limelight, he wrote this number, Terry's Theme, as played now by the Jackie Gleason Orchestra.
Thank you.
was Terry's theme from the Jackie Gleason Orchestra. And that was the same Jackie Gleason who appeared in The Honeymooners and many movies and many TV series even to this day. Well, after the news, we'll be back with the music of the 30s and 40s with the accent on the big band sound.
I'm Charles Collins. Federal Treasurer Paul Keating appears headed for a new crisis after reportedly agreeing to support moves to provide urgently needed cash to assist Chile's Pinochet regime. Reports claim the move has shocked the international community, most of whom refused to help. It's believed Australia voted in a confidential session of the International Monetary Fund in favour of providing loan funds to Chile. The move is crucial to the success of Chile's case. The Pinochet regime is regarded as the most violent and repressive in South America, and many other Western governments voted against the loan proposal or abstained in the vote. Investigations are continuing into the explosion of the CSR plant in Rhodes in Sydney's western suburbs. Jeff Field has the latest.
Five workmen were killed in the explosion yesterday morning at the CSR chemicals factory at Rhodes. Police are still trying to positively identify the badly burned bodies of the deceased. They were killed instantly in the explosion, described by eyewitnesses as resembling an atom bomb blast. An inquiry is underway into the cause of the explosion, but it's initially thought it was caused by a spark from a welding torch. Damage has been estimated at $1 million. The force of the explosion was so great that it blew a large metal tank 60 metres into an adjoining factory. Jeff Field in Sydney for 3DB News.
A girl has been abducted and sexually assaulted from outside a suburban hotel. The 18-year-old girl was standing on the nature strip between the Maroondah Highway and a service road outside the Croydon Hotel at about 2:15 this morning when an unknown male forced her into his late model two-door red Datsun. The man, who described himself as Shane from Mount Evelyn, drove the girl towards Croydon before turning off Bayswater Road and sexually assaulting her. The girl struggled and attempted to escape, but the man overpowered her and drove her to Luchania Close in Bayswater North. Another struggle ensued during which the girl escaped from the car and the man drove off. Her attacker is described as in his mid-20s with ear-length dark blonde hair, 15 to 16 stone, with a fat, round face. At the age of 82, movie superstar Cary Grant has died. Born Archibald Leach in Bristol in the west of England, he travelled to Hollywood as a young man and became the highest paid star in the world. He even sacked his agent so that he could conduct his own negotiations, and the ending of movies like Talk of the Town were rewritten so Kerry got the girl. He was due to make a rare stage appearance in the Iowa town of Davenport in the US when he was rushed to hospital where he died. The Pope has arrived in Perth on the final leg of his Australian tour. He was greeted by a small but enthusiastic crowd of about 600 people chanting, "We love you, John Paul II." After the almost ritualistic meeting of the people where he shook hands and kissed children, he headed for Belmont Park Racecourse by Popemobile. An estimated crowd of 85,000 people are waiting at the racecourse where the Pope will celebrate Mass. And Queensland Premier Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen says the Pope wasn't referring to Queensland when he called for full land rights for Aborigines. In Alice Springs yesterday, the Holy Father told Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders that they had the full support of the Catholic Church in their fight for land rights. But Sir Joe says Queensland is leading the rest of Australia on the issue by handing over deeds of grant to the Aboriginal population. Cricket, and Greg Ritchie has been dismissed in the second test at the Wacker as Australia struggled to avoid the follow-on. Australia are now on 5 for 202, with Border not out 45 and Greg Matthews yet to score. And Victoria has an excellent chance of forcing an outright victory in the Sheffield Shield match against South Australia at Adelaide Oval. At stumps on the third day, South Australia was 1 for 12 in its second innings, chasing 357 to win outright. Andrew Watson was not out on 7 and night watchman David Kelly was yet to score. About 30 minutes before stumps, Victorian captain Ray Bright declared his side's second innings at 5 for 223. Paul Hibbert scored 101 for Victoria, while Andrew Zizes took 3 wickets for South Australia. News time, 7:04.
Mickey DeStoop makes your morning every day at 9. Mickey talks to the right people and brings a breath of fresh air to morning radio. Mickey DeStoop, every morning at 9 on Melbourne's own 3DB.
Melbourne's weather, fine although cloud increasing tomorrow, a very warm day with a nor'east wind freshening and tending northerly. A top tomorrow of 30 degrees after an overnight low of 13. On the bays, east to nor'east winds tonight grading from 10 to 15 knots with a slight to choppy sea in the north to 20 knots southward with a rather rough sea. Winds tending north to nor'easterly at 10 to 15 knots tomorrow with a rather rough sea. There should be showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a maximum of about 30. Wednesday will be clearing and cooler with a top in the low 20s, and Thursday will be fine with a top in the low 20s. The temperature in Melbourne currently is 21 degrees. I'm Charles Collins.
This has been 3DB Newsfront. Hour two of Thanks for the Memory. And here's your host, Bob Matchless.
Thank you, Frank, and welcome to, as Frank calls it, Hour Two. Just for a moment, let's think about Cary Grant. You know, even though he was 82, it's sad to think that we've lost this great artist. But what a wonderful legacy of films he leaves behind. From his earliest appearance with Mae West in She Done Him Wrong in about 1932, to one of his last in Walk, Don't Run in the mid-60s, everything that Cary Grant appeared in had that special style to it. Cary Grant, one of the last of the great film stars, dead at 82. Our first track in the second hour is one of those great novelty numbers of the mid-1930s. The music goes round and round. And this is the original recording by the men who made it famous, Riley and Farley and the Onyx Club Boys.
Not on that horn, not on that horn.
Listen, Eddie, I lost my trombone and I've got to play it on this gadget.
Let's see how that gadget works.
I blow through here, music goes down and around, da da ho, oh, 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 and comes up here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, da da ho, oh, 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 and it comes up here. Then I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around below, below, below. Oh, listen to the jazz come out. I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around, da da, oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
The music goes down and around, da da, oh, oh, oh. And it comes out here.
Thank you.
I think that I once saw Riley and Farley perform that number in a record. I don't know what else they did, ever did, but that was certainly a very big hit from then. Well, Frank, I understand we have some news on the cricket.
Yes, we do. The Australia versus England Test Cricket Report is proudly brought to you by Graham Werner Toyota, Burwood Highway, Ferntree Gully. And here's Lawrence Costin.
Thanks very much, Frank. Well, at tea on the third day of the second test, Australia were 5 for 202. Border was on 45. Greg Matthews had yet to open his account. And Australia's chasing England's first inning score of 8 declared for 592. That's a massive task. Australia resumed today at 1 for 19. At lunch were 2 for 114. The batsman out on the pre-lunch session was Marsh for 15. War was on 71 and Jones was on 20. War was out first ball after lunch and Jones went for 29. Border and Ritchie then batted fairly aggressively until 10 minutes before tea when Ritchie lost his wicket for 33. Australia still need 185 runs to avoid the follow-on. The scoreboard for Australia reads, Australia first innings, Marsh was caught broad, bowl both and for 15, Boone bowled Dilly 2, War caught both and bowled Embury 71, Jones caught Athey bowled Edmonds 27, Ritchie caught both and bowled Edmonds 33, Greg Matthews was not out, no score, Border has got his 50, they've just resumed after the tea interval, and Australia are now 5 for 210. The bowling for England, Dilly from 10 overs, no maidens, 1 for 39, Botham 10 overs, 3 maidens, 1 for 22, Embury 26 overs, 6 maidens, 1 for 59, Edmonds has been the most successful of the England bowlers, 2 for 30, of 14 overs, including 4 maidens, and De Freitas from 13 overs, 1 maiden has 1 for 50, but Australia 5 for 210, resuming in the last session today between tee and stumps. Border is 50 not out, and it's essential if Australia is to avoid the follow-on for both Border and Greg Matthews to be still there at stumps tonight. This is Lawrence Costin.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. The Australia versus England Test Cricket Report was proudly brought to you by Graham Werner Toyota of Burwood Highway, Ferntree Gully. This is back, thanks for the memory, and back to your host, Bob Matchless.
And the Cricket Report takes the time to coming up to 12 minutes past 7. Speaking of big hits, which the music goes round and round was, this next record was a big hit, but this time for Ziggy Ellman, and the song is called And the Angels Sing. I believe it started out as an instrumental, but legend has it that songwriter Johnny Mercer later wrote some words to the complicated melody. He did so as a penalty for fluffing his lines one night on the Benny Goodman radio show. I know how he feels. Well, here's the original recording before Mercer added his lyrics. Ziggy Ellman and the Angels Sing.
Thank you.
just love that trumpet solo towards the middle from Ziggy Ullman and the Angels Sing. Well, next we have a couple of numbers from Larry Clinton, the first of which is a great Hoagie Carmichael Frank Lesser number, Heart and Soul. On this one, the vocal chorus comes from the lovely Helen Forrest.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moonbeam. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Heart and soul.
I really like Helen Forrest's vocal on that one. You know, Heart and Soul originally came from a movie short called A Song Is Born, and that's apparently pretty unusual for a hit song to come from a short like that. Well, our second Larry Clinton track tonight features a vocal by B. Wayne, and it's a song called simply Martha. This number actually started life as an operatic piece. In fact, I have a record of it at home by Enrico Caruso. I'm pleased to say he doesn't sound a bit like B. Wayne.
Guiles this heart of mine. Ere I saw her sweet face, on my heart there was no trace of that love from above that in sorrow now I face. But alas, thou art gone, and in grief I mourn alone. Life a shadow doth seem, and my joy a fleeting dream, a fleeting dream. None so rare, none so fair. Here is my poor heart, none to compare. Ah, so mild, ah, so divine. You beguiled this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, I implore thee, leave me not to deep and dark despair. Never leave me, nor deceive me. Come and share thy boon with me. Oh, come and share thy boon, love, with me.
Yes, yes, I think I prefer that version to Caruso's. B. Wayne with the Larry Clinton Band and Martha. Ah, so pure. Well, after this next break, we'll be back with the cool sounds of Lionel Hampton.
23 past 7 at Melbourne's own 3DB.
Hello there, I'm Keith McGowan. Have you dreamed of being at the world's most famous harness races at the Meadowlands in the good old USA? Well, you've got the chance to join me at this spectacular event. Tour departs July 15 for 15 days, including return airfare from only $3,995. Seats are strictly limited, so get in early by calling Philomena's Travel Service on 602 3866. 602 3866.
Unless our products can compete with imports, Australian industries will grind to a halt. Many companies are providing consistent quality at competitive prices. Not by working harder, but by working smarter. They're using TQC, Total Quality Control. Let's all use it to keep our industries working at full capacity. For information on TQC, write to Australia for Quality, Box 3600 GPO Sydney. Al Todd is your best late-night friend. Every night at 11 on Melbourne's own 3DB. Toddy cares and shares. He's a friend in need, and he's also a lot of fun. Al Todd, every night at 11 on Melbourne's own 3DB. This is Thanks for the Memory, and back to your host, Bob Matchless.
Thank you, Frank Mackay, and the time is, a bit after 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. Our next track is a song I'm sure you'll know, because it's called On the Sunny Side of the Street, and how applicable for today. This late 30s version comes from Lionel Hampton, with a studio recording group including Johnny Hodges, Buster Bailey, Jess Stacy and Cozy Cole. Come on, grab your coat, get your hat and let's go.
train. Leave your worries on the ocean. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Don't you hear that pitter-pat and that happy tune at your doorstep? Life can't be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, babe. It's over, it's over. Body-a-dee-dee-dee, lady-daddy. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Sunny side of the street. That's a great version from Lionel Hampton. Very, very cool, very nice sound. I think that was Hampton on the vocal as well. The 1920s produced some great songs with lyrics that I think are totally timeless. And one of the really great ones is It Had to Be You. Very simple words and a very simple, sincere sentiment. I especially like this version of the song. It's by the great Earl Hines and his orchestra. The vocal in this version is provided by a lady named Madeline Green, and she's assisted by a trio calling themselves the Three Varieties.
It had to be you. Somebody who would make me be true, would make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen, might never be me. But they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, dear, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, just had to be you.
Wonderful you.
Bing Crosby once said of bandleader Paul Whiteman that in the 1920s he towered over other bandleaders the way that Mount Everest towered over other mountains. It's a good quote, and a man to whom it's even more applicable, and for many, many decades, is the one and only Duke Ellington. Here's the Ellington Band now on one of their many great hits, the very beautiful Sophisticated Lady. That Ellington had in mind an image of a schoolteacher on holiday in Paris when he first wrote Sophisticated Lady. Although the lyrics that were later added gave that song a whole new meaning. But isn't that a wonderful recording? So sophisticated, so timeless, and so beautifully done. Now for a completely different sound, let's switch to Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Remember the movie starring Danny Kaye in the title role? I don't know how based on fact it was, but it was a great movie. Here's Nichols now in the 1940s, reviving one of the pop songs of the 1920s, Poor Butterfly.